coming in on three, two, one.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn.
Hello.
And Chris.
Shadow.
With special guest, Cousin Tori Chelsis.
Yo, what's up?
And we are here
today. Keep it down, Tori. I don't need you yelling the whole time.
You're going to have to get used to it.
Calm down. Be excited and relaxed at the same time, like watching football.
Your enthusiasm is startling.
Mm-hmm.
Or surprising.
It's
either way.
I've been told.
Yeah. How you guys been doing? It's been a while since we've been back at the studio.
I've been doing super well. We had a movie night last night. We watched Hocus Pocus 2 on the projector outside, had a bonfire, had some drinks.
What do you think about that Hocus Pocus 2 movie?
It was like a sequel that had a prequel in it.
Huh. Did you like the first one, by the way?
I don't remember. Oh.
It was okay. I remember.
I don't think I've seen the first one in its entirety, and I still haven't seen the second one in its entirety either.
There are children present, right?
There's lots of people present, and some people make noise while watching movies. And
when you have an outdoor projector, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I could hook up speakers to it. It's that cool. But I didn't. We wanted to keep it a little bit down, and had I tried to compete with everybody else, we'd probably got the cops called.
Gotcha.
Were the ducks making a ruckus?
No, the ducks kept it cool. I think they wanted to listen as well. But
okay. Put like strap lights onto them and let them wobble around and be like a strobe light thing.
What's a strap light?
Strap light? Strap on a light?
Oh, you're a dink. Anyway, yeah, so I mean, I didn't do a whole bunch else. It was pretty laid back weekend, so I had a good time. Ernie, you party bust.
Yes, party bust. First time in a while.
Any fights happen?
With some youngins. No. Nope.
Just around town or what?
Yes. So it's my nephew, Tucker, who's been on the podcast a few times.
Hey, Tucker.
Hey, happy birthday. He actually turns 30 on Monday, the 3rd of October.
Boy, doesn't it look a day over 36?
He doesn't. And
makes sense.
So his wife, Jensen, did a surprise birthday party for him yesterday. And yeah, I got a party bus.
Party
bus.
Yeah, and, I don't know. What kind of accent's that then there, party
bus?
Yeah,
I don't know, because I had trouble saying it.
Weren't people concerned about whether you're going to come to the podcast today because the party bus was so late?
It wasn't so bad. I mean, we started at 701 Camp Lone Tree.
Yep.
And
that's where Chef Kev works.
Yep. And we had some dinner there. And then we went to Teddy's downtown. And that's where the bus was. And then we went out to Harold's Junkyard, out to Icewind, and then Hooligans. And somewhere around that time, we lost some people.
Gotcha.
They were done. Mm-hmm. And then they were going to stop at Rick's, but it was getting really late because mm-hmm. the party bus only went till midnight and it was like a quarter to. We're like, well, just drop us off at Rick's. We can find our way from here.
Nice. So then you hitchhiked home like four blocks?
No, we had a friend drive us home.
You had a friend, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing.
But it was pretty quiet last night at Rick's and Specs. So.
How do you like that Harold's, though?
Yeah, it was interesting. It's small, really kind of dark.
Super hipster.
But yeah, it was nice they had hams on tap.
Kind of a cool little
hello.
It's a upscaled, classy dive bar.
Yeah,
right? that's a good way to put it.
It's like a clean version of Duffy's.
Yeah, it toes the line between dive bar and posh hangout.
Yeah. I dig that place a lot.
You can get really cool cocktails there, but yeah, you can get hams on tap. You know? You can get slapped in the face with a ponytail. I mean, lots of things can happen there.
What was it? Firewalker?
Firestone Walker?
Firestone Walker. They had one of those on tap. Haze something.
Yeah, they're hazy IPA.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. They got one of those because their stouts was one of our favorites.
Yep, for sure. I'm a fan of Firestone Walker.
Yeah. So
always have been.
But yeah, so first time I think I've had hams on tap for $3.
Firestone Walker Texas Ranger is still one of the worst TV shows ever.
It is.
Jeez.
Boo. Well, oh, no, wait. When you say things like that, it's funny.
Because I deliver.
Yeah, whatever.
You and you're like, Firestone Walker Texas Ranger. Which, that's a killer impression of Ernie, I think. I've been working on it for a while.
Not too bad, not too bad. Well, today is October 2nd, and 2 days ago on a Friday, unfortunately, we had another brewery go down today. Or this week, or this month.
Yeah.
DCR.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play some Irish Wake music right here. Yes, DCR went down. Sam Corr, the owner, head brewer, and the guy who works the most hours out of anybody I know at a brewery. He told me that it was unsustainable to keep the downtown location open. Even with the distribution sales being up, they just didn't get enough sales.
In the tap room itself.
At the tap room itself to be able to keep that open. So I'm not sure what's going to happen from here on out with him, but all I know is what he told me is he's not done brewing. He's going to be back in some capacity at some point. But cheers to Sam. He's always, and DCR Brewing in general, man, when we had construction going on here in the studio, and I was getting my foundation braced and whatnot for us to be able to get the studio back up and running. He let us come to his brewery when nobody was there. Everybody knows the story about how Chris.
Nah, we don't need to talk about that. All we have to do is talk about. All we have to do is say thank you to Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when we needed something, a place to live,
he was very.
He opened
supportive.
His doors to us. Yeah, and he's always been great on the show. He's also been a big supporter of us. And wish him nothing but the best of luck out there.
Yeah, hope to see him again soon.
Absolutely. I like DCR. I like Sam's beers. I like Sam. So
that's the fourth brewery here in Fargo-Moorhead that is closed down. We got Flatland, Killstone, Prairie Brothers, and now DCR. And we have glasses from all four. Well, not Flatland, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say it has nothing to do with us.
It seems like
hope.
It has something to do with us. Whatever.
Every brewery we've been at before, make sure that your shit's all together because
right. I mean, we're like the Ben Revere's here. Every time he does a commercial for a bar, they shut down. We do tap takeovers, they shut down.
Every time you try to promote a place, you kill it.
Yeah.
It's our style.
I feel like I'm hated.
We need to get some of our listeners from Moldova back over here in Fargo to support our stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Support the breweries.
If both of them are going to fly up.
I feel like if I owned a company and I had somebody that was competing against me, I would hire Ben to do a commercial for them.
Yeah. We'll pay for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So they go out of business.
Like how football teams used to buy the other team hookers and shit the night before the game.
The night before, right? Yep.
That's right.
So today's episode... actually, before that, I really wanted to bring this up. One of our sponsors, Fargo Underground, has a new website out there that deals with podcasts strictly from our area. And that's fmpodcasts.com. That's fmpodcasts, plural.com. And, of course, we're featured on there.
Oh.
Amongst others, like Alcohol and Anecdotes with Caitlin and Mari.
Yep,
they've been on the show. Tudor's Dynasty's on there. Also, a couple podcasts that have been on our show as well, like How to Survive a Horror Movie. That podcast is also on there.
Irish Spring Soap, which just happens to be the soap I use.
Personal.
That might have been just an advertisement.
And now they're going under.
Yep. We got Muscles of Mojo. That's another podcast here locally. Castaway Consultants. That's
America's Barley Basket.
Yep, that's Nathan Fulsebach and Marlon Wells. Castaway Consultants is also by Ryan Stacy, who's also on How to Survive a Horror Movie. They've been on Artist and Athlete. That's Ashley Reich, and Sarah Mozingo. Sarah Mozingo is co-owner of Ice House Fit. CrossFit here in town?
I don't think they're CrossFit anymore.
But that podcast is really awesome. Ashley is an artist, and they are a married couple, and it's awesome to hear their take on shit. I also have one here, Ice House Fit. high visibility, five plain questions.
You're just going to read this entire website?
Sure, why not? But hey, just go to, You Betcha Radio from Miles Montplaisir. Just go to the website, fmpodcasts.com to check out.
There's a lot of podcasts.
There's like 10 more. Come on, Knox. You can finish reading. Just kidding.
Yeah. So check out the website. We definitely want to promote that. Get everybody's podcast out there so people can find what they like.
Yeah, support local.
Gotta. Definitely. For sure. So today's episode is Macro Brew Double Blind number 2.
We've done it number to ourselves dose. Again.
Yes. And we figured, you know, episode 18 was a long fucking time ago.
It was. We've done 200 episodes, guys. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. This will be number 202.
For putting up with me.
Yeah, well.
And you're welcome.
Your fucking dad jokes. Yeah, but that's okay. We love the dad jokes.
So I handed out all my business cards on the party bus last night to all the Tucker's friends and stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool. So like, all the drunk children that can't read.
That probably don't remember being on the party bus.
Sweet. That'll go well for us.
Yeah.
I can see our numbers jumping up one.
By one.
By one.
So, yeah, sorry. So today,
yeah,
episode 18 was the first Macro Double Blind. Why is it double blind?
Because we don't know. Because
we closed both eyes. All three eyes, Ernie.
Yeah.
Even the low brown one.
My butthole.
Your butthole.
It is.
I like how, don't leave it to the imagination. Just say it out loud.
Okay. Spell it out.
B-U-T-T.
Knew you could.
C-H-R-I-S.
Boot thole.
But if you go back to episode 18, we had John and Tyler from the Prairie Home Brewers Companion on there. And we went through Miller High Life, Old Style, MGD, Coors Banquet, Premium Grain Belt, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Budweiser.
So if you listen to the episode, PBR and Budweiser took first and second. If you look at our notes, there was some other stuff that happened too.
Yeah, so I might have been drunk, so
we might have gotten drunk that day. But we figured it out. So this time we brought back PBR and Budweiser
to compete against others.
Yeah, and the likes of which are Hams, Michelob Lager, Liney's Original, Old Milwaukee, and Busch.
Speaking of Miles Montplaisir, he's a big Bush advocate. But yes, we wanted to bring some other ones. Michelob Lager is fucking hard to find. There's a couple more that I really wanted to try to get for today's episode, but I just could not find them. That was Schlitz.
Schlitz is really hard to find. You can buy Schmidt, but it's usually like in a 30-pack. And do you really want
to? Who the fuck wants 30 of those?
I don't know either.
You know, I might.
Turns out it could be us.
Yeah.
Rainier would have been a great beer to have from, you know, Olympia, Washington. That would have been a great beer to have on the episode, but couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I think next time we do this, we're going to dip a little more internationally and maybe get Labatt from Canada.
Yeah.
Throw in the mix. Corona.
When I visited
Tech 8,
Foster's.
Yeah.
Tech 8's like a most.
Tecate?
Yeah. I think that's the most widespread beer in the world.
Oh, Tecate.
Whatever. Not Ducati, but.
Yeah, tech hate.
I don't know. That's how it works.
You were saying T-E-C-H.
Cheers. To eight. What? To who? To Kate.
To Kate. She's one of my favorite people. Takati.
Okay, is she the princess I get what now? You're saying.
No, you're out, Nick. You're off the show.
Bye.
So there's a couple beers.
Anyway, so I think that's what we should do next time. But yeah, this time we kept our American lagers.
Yeah, Corona, Stella Artois. I asked you guys if you wanted to bring Stella Artois on it, but that's okay. Pilsner Urquell. You know, these are some of the most popular beers in the world. I also was hoping to find some Youngling, just because.
Oh, I don't think they distribute around here.
No.
I've never seen them around here. I've had some when I went to the East Coast. Me and all my travels.
So, Snow Beer sells 101.2 million hectoliters of beer in 2017. That's more than double Budweiser.
I've never even heard of
it. It's only sold in China.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. And that's probably all they sell in China, just snow.
Well, I mean, there's Tsingtao also, 49 million hectoliters.
I can't believe you didn't pronounce that Tising Teo.
Not that bad. And then a Brazilian beer named Skol.
Two Kates.
Two Kates. And then again, another Chinese beer, Harbin, is on the list of top 10.
Okay, going
Yangjing.
Going back to Skol, that's a Brazilian beer?
Yeah, and it's Skol, yeah. It's a...
It's odd. My Norwegian heritage doesn't know how to square with this.
Yep. Interesting.
How many Brazilian Norwegians are there?
Maybe a Brazilian?
Wow. Look at there's the dad joke.
Give yourself a ding, and then you can fucking leave.
Jesus Christ.
That's funny.
Oh, boy.
I am surprised at how funny you were once.
Once.
Please tell me you were rolling.
There it is. All right. Well,
do you guys have any, before we go through anything, before you do anything, do you got favorites picked out?
Yes.
Of this list, I'm going to.
Yeah. Just based off the names you're hearing, my guess is this is just me. Old Milwaukee is going to finish dead last.
I agree with you there. That's my thought in my head.
That's my thought process. Old Milwaukee's dead last. And I'm going PBR number one again.
PBR number one for me.
I'm hoping Hams. I'm a Hams guy. And PBR two, second place.
Knox? Anything you want to be wrong off right off the bat?
Oh, I got number five twice here. I got to change.
Well, I think Leinenkugel's is going to be the more craftier version. I'm going to guess that's going to probably be my favorite of the bunch.
Leinies?
Followed by Hams, and then PBR, and then Michelob, because of the hop. I think there's hops in that one. And I think, yeah, Old Milwaukee be last, followed by, I think Old Milwaukee be my seven, Busch will be six, Budweiser will be five, PBR four, Michelob three, Hams two, Leinenkugel's one. That's going to be my guess, just off of what's looking at in front of me.
Okay,
on this picture.
So I have had Hams, I've had a Michelob within the last month or so. Leinenkugel's also.
And you had to bring Michelob Lager from where?
I got it at Seven Sisters over by, on Lake Melissa.
Over by her brothers.
Yep.
Seven Sisters.
Take your time, Seven boys.
Jeez, I ding that, but my fucking audio isn't going right.
I'll fucking ding you.
Oh, look at you.
But I haven't had Old Milwaukee or Busch for a while. It's been a while since I've had a Bud, but I really thought I could have picked out foreshadowing.
Me personally, I've had Hams and PBR very, very recently. None of the other, I haven't had Budweiser since we had it on this podcast. And I cannot tell you the last time I had any of those other beers. I may have never had a Michelob Lager.
I don't think I have either. I don't think I have. I remember Old Milwaukee as being my first beer that I stole from my dad's beer fridge in the basement.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain I had one back somewhere in those times, too. I've never bought it.
And I think it's going to rank pretty low because it almost took me completely out of trying beer after that. Like I had very little interest in the idea. Took me a while to come around.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's going to be another one of those where... yeah.
Who knows? Whoever gets two right is probably going to win again.
Maybe. Well, we're going to see what happens here coming up next. We're going to take a quick ad break.
Yeah, why don't we
start
tasting
poured.
These fuckers.
And we'll be right back after this from a word from our sponsors.
I like being blind.
I don't want my lagers to taste like anything.
Hey, neighbors. Knox here. And I want to tell you all about our sponsor, Bridgeview Liquor. Conveniently located at 935 37th Avenue South of Moorhead, just off of I-94, they are our favorite off-sale store in town. Why, may you ask? Mainly it's because they have the largest beer selection in the area. But they also have a wine section that is specially curated to provide the best wines at every price and for every occasion, with a special focus on smaller, independent wineries and European wines of all types. When it comes to service and staff knowledge, I think they are the best around. There have been more than a few times that I have asked questions, some of them stupid, and they have the best answers. And more importantly, they don't make me feel like an idiot for asking. Three Saturdays out of the month, they also hold spirit classes teaching you all about that specific alcohol. Their classes are very informative and fun. We've been to more than one, and we plan on going to more in the future for sure. For more on these classes, head over to their Facebook page, www.facebook.com/bridgeviewliquor. Hover over their events tab, and you can pick and choose whichever topics you want to know more about. And for a minimal fee, you can enjoy a class or 10 as much as we have. One of my most favorite things also that Bridgeview does is post up their huge beer releases with a picture, tagging all the breweries that they just got beer from, so you can click on the brewery to find out more about them and the beers themselves. So head over to Facebook, find Bridgeview, like their page, and make sure to follow them to be notified of Bridgeview news. As an added bonus, when checking out at Bridgeview, if you mention the podcast Brews, Booze, and Reviews, you will receive 10% off your entire purchase. So head over to Bridgeview today for all your spirit purchases.
Hello, neighbors. This is Big Earn from Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Do you want to know what's going on in the Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead area? You need to check out fargounderground.com for all that you need to know on what's going on in the area. They have on their events tab information on where you can see live music, comedy, art, theater, what movies are playing in the area, where you can go play trivia or sing karaoke. Holy crap, right? How convenient is that? So for all the news on what's up in the Fargo area, check out fargounderground.com. And thanks for listening to me, I mean us, on Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Yeah. Cheers! Yeah. Ding!
Today's food for the podcast is brought to you by Deke's Pizza. Deke's, great pizza that won't empty your pockets. Open from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. in Grand Forks, Fargo, and West Fargo, Deke's Pizza serves customers with dough made fresh daily, quality ingredients, and 100% real Wisconsin cheese. Available for pickup or delivery, Deke's Pizza has you covered when that craving hits. For your next pizza fix, you can either go online to deekspizza.com, that's DeekesPizza.com, you can download the Deke's Pizza app, or you can call 701-772-3335 in Grand Forks, or 701-235-0708 in Fargo or West Fargo. Welcome back from our ad break. And we are here with the wife du jour, Shannon. Hi.
Hi, Shannon.
Thank you for being our
wife du jour.
Yep. Thank you for being our pourer today, our blind pourer. Sir, neither one of us, none of us knows what beers these are.
And I still don't. If I get one right today, I'll be amazed.
Okay, so let's talk about beer number one. Aroma. Well, first of all,
do we really have to go through aroma on most of these?
Yeah, I do have some notes about aroma on some of these.
I do on this one.
I got pennies and slightly sweet on the aroma. How about you guys? Anything?
I just said it smells old.
Okay.
It's got like an old smell to it and like the can.
Okay.
I think it probably also had the least carbonation of them.
Yeah, that was my notes too. It was flat.
Yeah.
It was light. Well, a thin, non-extraordinary at all. Nothing special about it whatsoever.
It better not be hams.
No, it tastes...
It's a bit sweet, but also watery.
Yeah, you know? It's pretty thin. Any other...
A little skunk on the smell.
Yeah.
Like it's been sitting for a while on the shelves.
Or maybe. That's just how it's made.
Or that's it naturally, you know?
Yeah.
It's got its own BO.
Onions.
Well, they all do, right, though?
Yeah. So are we guessing what each of us thinks it is right now?
Not yet.
First to seventh favorite?
Nope. Well, we'll do smelling and tasting notes first.
All right.
And then at the after that, then we can run through what we think these beers are and our ranking. Any other notes about this beer number one?
No.
What about, we haven't said anything about color yet.
It is probably the second lightest of the beers.
No, I don't think so.
Six or...
Six and seven.
F.
Oh, right.
F was as light as it gets.
F and G.
So F would be number six. So you guys switched to alphabets because of our rating systems. And that was probably my bad.
actually, after that, I think maybe number three is the second lightest.
And then number five is the haziest.
Yes.
So five's got some opaqueness to it.
Or E.
Yes.
But for the most part, yeah,
they're lagers.
They all look lagery.
They're various shades of like three different shades of yellow and clear yellow. So that's the looks of it. One is the flattest. I believe six to be low on carbonation as well. I'm looking at these. Yes, F, if you will. Moving on to beer number two. I thought this one was hoppier and not as sweet. On the palate, it's wheatier or maltier. It's got a really nice smooth mouthfeel to it.
Almost like there's a little bit of almost tanginess to it. I mean, lightly, not real heavy.
I got less pennies and a fuller body on this one.
I agree. I get maybe a little more malt.
Yeah, more flavor.
Maybe a hint more corn sweetness.
Maybe. I thought it was more of a malty forward than corn forward. Any other notes about beer two?
Oh, I think I'm going to change my answer again here.
Nothing? All right, moving on to beer number three. The aroma I thought was very citrusy on this beer. It was very bright.
Yeah, a little more like barnyard funk on the flavor too. So it came across a little punchier.
Crisp.
Yeah.
I got like pennies, and maybe I think this one is going to be my Budweiser because I think I get a little bit of that rice. I
thought we weren't going to.
Grain. I know, but I'm just saying it because it's.
Cheater.
Well.
Here's the rules.
The pennies, there's a little bit of pennies, and I think there's some kind of a rice flavor to this and a really soft mouthfeel.
God damn it. Maybe.
But the one thing I do got to say about this is probably one of the clearest beers here, except maybe seven. I think this is the clearest of the beers, not far as color-wise, but just...
Less cloudy?
Yeah, the least cloudy of them all. Any other notes about beer three, guys?
No, nothing? Not really, no.
Okay, moving on to
crisp beer, like Tori said.
Mm-hmm. Beer number four. I thought this one was kind of spicy on the aroma, like almost like there was a little bit of rye in the malt bill a little bit.
Yeah, but now that you say that, I get a little bit of something like that.
But that's just in the nose. On the flavor, I got nothing outstanding. But I do have as a note, it does seem like it has a really nice water profile in it.
It's to me, it was a Swedish light. It's almost to me like this would be.
Yeah, Swedish like the chef.
This would be the lighter, a lighter beer to me.
Hmm.
Like if these were all heavy and only one of them was a light, this is one that I would pick as a light beer.
Number four you thought was the light beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it just didn't have anything way overwhelming. Just had a little bit of that underlying sweetness.
Okay.
Changing this one too.
Any other notes, guys? Tori? Nothing?
Pretty unremarkable, really.
Yeah.
Nothing sticks out on the nose. I can discern no distinct flavor that I can pick out, you know.
And that was beer D.
Beer D.
You're looking a little beardy today yourself.
All right, moving on to beer number
five.
Don't
laugh, Shannon. Don't laugh at that. Don't encourage him. He'll just want to keep coming back for more.
Moving on to beer five or beer E. This one I thought was the cloudiest, the haziest, and it's also the most fruity and citrusy on the aroma. It's almost like it has a little bit of fruity pebbles into it.
It does kind of have.
I get apples for some reason.
Like yeah.
Flowery.
It's a tart or a sourness on this one as well. Yeah. It's vast. This one's vastly different than the rest of them.
Yes.
The aromatics are. Probably the best out of all.
I don't know if I like it the best or the worst. It's so far away from the rest of them.
It's distinct.
Is it because there's something bad in it or is there something good in it? I don't know yet.
I don't know either.
My mouth keeps lying to me.
Run!
Any other notes there, Ernie?
So,
I agree with you. This is the haziest in appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, like I said, a little bit of that apple sweetness in the taste. It's weird.
If you're lining these up and going, one of them's not a lager, It's this one.
One of these things is right? not like the other.
Mm-hmm. It's so much different. So when you're comparing all of these things that are just supposed to be lagers, they're supposed to be sweet and crisp and blah, 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 and this comes in totally different, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Mm-hmm. Is this off style or is it on style and the rest of them just aren't living up to that?
Do we all agree that we think this is the Liney's?
No.
No.
No?
Nope.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Any other notes about beer E or beer 5?
The most distinct flavor we've had so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on to beer 6 or beer F. I thought this one was kind of semi-hoppy. I got a lot of corn on this one and pennies.
I've heard that about you.
This is the lightest in color to me, I think.
Yeah, this is the lightest of all of them, yes.
This is
I think this has got
what my pee is going to look like here pretty soon.
It is the cleanest.
Unlike my pee.
I think of all 7 of these beers that we're trying today.
This sample might let me pass a drug test.
Might. I think it will. You're okay, buddy.
I don't get anything. Yeah, maybe a little bit of cornish something. But it's another one of those like, yeah, it's a lager. Yeah, it, you know, it's crisp. Well carbonated for the most part. Yeah, I could throw a few of these back. But,
for sure.
You know, compared to the last one we had, you know, it's has no outstanding flavor qualities. Profiles that, yeah. You know, I can pick out.
Thin and unremarkable. Like, it's whatever. Good enough.
Okay. Any other notes on beer 6 or beer F? All right, moving on to beer 7 or beer G. I thought this one was the fruitiest. Or not the fruitiest, but it's very fruity in the aroma. It has the most carbonation out of all of these. It's got a really nice soft mouthfeel, but there's absolutely nothing offensive about this beer at all.
No, solid beer.
Silky, almost buttery.
Yeah. I think this might be the softest of the mouthfeels going down, like the easiest drinking.
God, we need to start over. See, now I don't know if
I
going back on this, it's like I didn't, you know, super. This was not in like my top 3, but now I'm like having it, and it's like, yeah, you know, this is you're right.
Going
is,
back through them, I changed 3 rankings and 2 names.
I'm sticking with my original picks, yep. Because
me too.
I know this is I not what this I put all it down day. By.
The difference between all of them is so minuscule that you can beat yourself up all day and still not get it right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so. Now what do you want to do? Just go home for the day or
do we want to have any other notes about beer 7 or beer G?
I don't
know. Nothing. Nope. All right, well, let's you have your answers locked in, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
So,
no changing them from here on out. What your ranking is and what your
guesses are
for what the beers are.
Yeah. Says you.
All right. So, let's go through these beers. Just off their descriptions on the web.
So I'm going to tell you what I did right now so we know I'm not cheating. I wrote down all my answers and my rankings. Then before we went through them again, I crossed them all out. Then I either rewrote them down, I put a square or circle. Those are my final rankings.
Okay.
Nothing's being changed from there, bitches, when I get them all wrong.
All right.
I should have known that I earned this defeat.
All right, let's go through the descriptions as off the web to see if that's going to change what we think about what these beers are. Okay, PBR, if you go to PabstBlueRibbon.com/product, always good for all the time. The original lager with 4.8%
ABV. That sounds like something who
ABV.
Drinks PBR would write. That's always good for all the time.
And that's it for PBR.
I'm going to go on record as saying PBR, I'm biased towards that would be my preferred beer out of all these. Like, just so you know that PBR is my preferred when I get to a bar.
Okay.
Out of makes all sense. These.
Okay.
So
PBR and hams are the words that fall out of my mouth most often at a bar as well.
Great. All right. Let's talk about Budweiser real quick. If you go to Budweiser.com. Well, us.budweiser.com and whatever. Budweiser's medium body.
Don't worry. People aren't going to be able to find this on the internet.
Just Google the shit, okay? All right. Budweiser is a medium-bodied, flavorful, crisp American-style lager. Brewed with the best barley malt and a blend of premium hop varieties. It's 5%, and a little bit of rice. And the hops are, doesn't say what the hops are, God damn it.
They're aromatic, though.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean they can float through the...
Now, I remember last time we did this, one of the things, I think we noted that Budweiser was distinctly sweeter than the rest of them. You know, there was a couple that were just poorly done, sweet ones. But Budweiser, I remember as out of the top ones came across as the sweetest. Today, there's a lot of really sweet ones.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I was like, I thought for sure I'm going to come in. I know it's been more than a year since I've drank Budweiser, but I was like, I'll be able to get that one. And then I started drinking these. I'm not going to get this.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, Chris, because I thought, yeah, Budweiser, I'll be able to pick out, and probably Old Milwaukee.
I feel like I remember it from last time we did it.
If I had to double down on any of my guesses, it would be Budweiser.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I got that one.
I can't wait to do that.
Oh, all right.
All right, the next one in the docket is Michelob Original Lager. It's ranked number 319 out of all American lagers, apparently. This is a 4.8% ABV.
You're on Beer Advocate. It's 319 out of all beers.
Because their Michelob website just brings you to Michelob Ultra, and I don't give a fuck about Michelob Ultra. So it's brewed with pale, kilned two-row barley malt and noble European hops.
Shit.
All right, moving on to Busch.
That implies that there's peasant European hops.
Yep.
Oh, there are.
Yeah. Right.
Almost all of them. Yeah.
pretty much.
Fuck European hops.
And again, going to the Busch website, it always brings you to Busch Light. But I wanted to bring this in. Okay, it's a crisp, clean, balanced United States American style lager. First introduced in 1955. Busch beer has a smooth, refreshing taste and is brewed with a blend of premium American-grown and imported hops. Malt and corn provide a pleasant, balanced aroma and flavor.
We're getting so close to ranking these, my hands are sweating.
I'm... Yeah.
I need some whiskey to calm my fucking nerves.
I need some...
All right, here we go. Here's the next one. Busch. Busch beer is made with the finest ingredients, including a blend of premium hops, exceptional barley malt, fine grains, and crisp water. This recipe delivers a refreshingly smooth taste and easy finish at a 4.3% ABV. I believe it is the lightest ABV of the group today.
I notice you haven't brought up calories yet on any of these.
I don't give a fuck about calories, no.
Just checking.
Look at our... Do we look like we're into salads and aerobics in here? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we don't do Pilates around here.
I don't even like to bend over and tie my shoes.
Knox has to walk up three steps and slightly bend over to tie him for him.
As there's a commercial for chicken on TV, and that looks pretty good.
All right, so here we are at Hams.
Yeah.
Sky Blue Waters.
Yeah, so first brewed in 1865 in Minnesota, the land of Sky Blue.
And corn syrup. Everybody's favorite adjunct.
First brewed in 1865 in Minnesota, the land of Sky Blue Waters, Hams uses the purest water and the choicest barley malt, grain, and hops.
And then adds sugar.
Ingredients. Water, barley malt, corn syrup, yeast, and hops. 4.7% ABV.
Look at that bear. Ah, this reminds me. I went to your dad's shop the other day to look at this guitar that he's building for me.
Yeah.
And he gave me two bottle can openers. I think they're both old Hams ones, but one has a bear on it. And I went, what's the bear for? He goes, they're...
Mascot?
Since
1865?
They had a bear mascot?
Yeah, they had a bear mascot.
I didn't know this at all.
Really? It looked a lot like, the one that was up there.
I wonder if he still got that Blatt's pool table lamp that I had in my garage for the longest time.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, like that.
That I could steal that from you. Yeah, so that's on a bottle opener that I have now.
That's cool.
Thanks to your dad.
Yeah.
So when you giving that
bastard
to me?
Bastard. Like, how do you pull that off, man?
I'm everybody's favorite everything.
God damn it.
He's my own fucking father, and you get all the cool shit. Ah!
Uncle Lynn.
Well, yeah. That changes my dynamic with my father.
That shouldn't.
Oh. So Tucker finally got back to me.
Just realize that you're already third best, but it's not behind Tori and Tim.
I keep losing ground, man. I don't know what to do.
Behind me and Tim.
Family dynamics. Gotta love it here on the podcast.
Oh, so I just heard back from Tucker. He's not going to make it.
Gotcha. Well,
two and a half hours later, he's like, I haven't even got out of bed yet. I'm like, that's fine.
All right, and then last on the list is Leinenkugels. Leinenkugels original. We've been perfecting our craft since 1867 when Jacob Leinenkugel founded the Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company. Over 150 years, we're still proudly brewing our award-winning Leinenkugels original, a classic American Pilsner, just as we did in 1865.
Seven.
Oh, that's a Pilsner.
No, yeah, 1867, sorry. 65 was Hams, my bad. 4.7% ABV.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I need to look something up real quick.
Okay, well, I will just all wait.
Mr. Record Keeper, you got our names and numbers and able to write down for our upcoming rankings?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right.
All right, first beer. What do you guys think it was?
A.
Well, wait, no, we're doing.
I do think it was A.
We're doing the rankings first, and then we're going to do the, what do you think it is?
Okay. All right.
So I think.
What? Wait.
The first beer was the worst. That was my number seven.
Correct.
I agree. So seven.
Four.
All right. Beer number two. I thought was my fifth favorite.
Two.
One.
Three.
Interesting.
Wild.
Okay.
See, this is why I'm so fucking nervous.
Beer number three. It's my third favorite.
One.
Six.
Whoa. Five.
Wow.
All right, beer number four. This is my second favorite.
Three.
Five.
Six.
All right, beer number five. This was my favorite.
Six.
Three.
Two.
Beer number six. This was my sixth favorite beer.
Four.
Two.
Seven.
Wow.
It goes to show how wrong you are, Chris.
This is so much fun.
And the last beer was my fourth favorite, obviously.
Five.
Four.
One.
Whoa.
All right. Now let's reveal what's what and where's who.
All right.
Well, wait. Before we reveal that, I suppose we should come up with the final ranking.
Yes. Huh? Yes. Let's figure out what the final ranking is.
And then we
got to
see what we guessed them as.
And then we got to see what we think it is. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we can go... if you want to say what you think number one was, and I can tell you what this
should
score
we
was.
Should we do one more ad break?
All right, we're gonna pause recording for a second. We'll be right back after this.
I'm fucking great at this.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down to our final two segments. This next segment is going to be us guessing what these seven beers are.
Oh no, I'm not guessing. I know.
Oh, yeah. I
know I'm absolutely wrong.
You mean, okay, this great. Next segment is all of us dropping truth bombs.
All right. So I will go first. I think the first beer was Old Milwaukee.
I said Old Milwaukee.
Me as well.
Michelob.
Thought it was Michelob?
Yep.
It's Michelob, huh? Is that true, Shannon?
I don't know. We don't know yet. We're going to wait to the very end. I thought the second beer was Michelob.
I agree. Michelob.
PBR.
Old Milwaukee.
All right. And the third one I thought was Bud.
Hams.
I had Bud.
Hams.
Ooh. Wow. That was wild.
Number four I thought was Hams.
PBR.
Michelob.
Liney's.
Wow. All different on that one.
All right. I thought the fifth beer was Liney's.
I thought it was Liney's. I thought it was Liney's also.
Bud.
Shannon, quit moving your fucking head. I know two of the answers now.
She's the
without
only...
revealing them.
All right.
You're throwing me off my game.
Beer F or the sixth beer I thought was Busch.
Liney's.
Hams.
Busch.
And I thought the last beer was PBR.
I put Bud, but I know it's not.
Busch.
But that was the last PBR. One I had left.
All right. You guys ready for the reveal?
Yeah.
All right, you got to write this down to see who gets this right, Ernie. Okay.
Number 1A.
The first beer was Michelob.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Did you?
That was you?
One for one.
Wow.
Fuck, the second beer was Hams.
Oh, by the way, 1 or A was Michelob, and that was ranked number 7 by all of us with a 6.25.
Yeah, we'll do that at the very end.
Oh, okay. Sorry. 2 was which one?
2 was Hams. 3 was Budweiser.
3 was Bud?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I got one right.
Yeah, nope.
4 was Busch. 5 was Liney's.
Hey, I got 2 right.
6 was Old Mill. And 7 was PBR.
Well, I want to officially retire.
Okay, who got...
This is fucking wild.
Okay, so number one was Michelob. Tori got that right.
Correct.
Correct. And that was everybody... Well, that was...
I got three right.
I didn't get a damn thing right. That ranked a 6.25.
Hold on to your pantaloons, Buckshots. Who got how many right?
I got three right.
I got two.
Ernie got zero. And I got two.
All right. I'm the winner for the day.
You're winner for the day.
Holy shit.
Knox.
I win the day. Woo!
How many did he have right last time?
Two.
He had two right last time?
Yes. So I'm getting worse.
All three of us had... No, how many did he have right last time?
Zero. One, maybe one.
I think I had one right.
Okay, so it's a three-way tie for all of us now over the two of them. No.
Doing the best two out of three episodes.
Dude, all we know is we're not good just guessing. But great job.
All right, so what did we think about Michelob? What was the average rating on that one?
That was by far the least favorite. That was Knox's, mine, and Chris's number 7, and Tori's number 4.
And what was the average on
6.25,
that?
So 6.25. That was...
Wow. All right, Hams, number 2.
That...
No, let's go in order. What finished 6th?
Okay.
Oh, that would be number 6, F, which was Old Milwaukee.
What was that score?
So you scored it a 6, I scored it a 4, you scored it a 2.
I did. Fucking Old Milwaukee.
And Tori a 7. So for an average of 4.75.
All right, number 5?
I'm an Old Milwaukee guy?
I guess. number 5 was number 4 or D.
Bush.
Bush was your second favorite. Knox, my third, Chris's 5th, and Tori's 6th.
I had
6th.
That ring 5th, so that's a bonus point for ranking it where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
What was the average?
4.
Chris, you're just trying to find a win anywhere you can
any
get
any fucking way I can. This is how competitiveness works. You find it anywhere to win, and you hang on to that.
All right, number 4.
That's how I stay so happy.
4 was C, number 3, Budweiser. Your third, apparently my favorite. Chris's 6th and Tori's 5th.
What was its average?
3.75.
Not that far off.
So the difference between 4 and 5 is 0.25 points.
But like you said, Bud and Bush, just different cans.
I do them together for a reason.
Mm-hmm. All right, so number 3
was number 7 or G, PBR.
PBR.
Okay, what?
Knox's 4th, my 5th, Chris's 4th, and Tori's number 1.
Hold on. What did we have this ranked at? 3rd?
Yes.
The 3rd ranked beer.
And what was the average?
3.50. So only another 0.25 behind the 4th one.
I'm going to take a page out of Chris's playbook and put a put my own feather in my cap. PBR, I went into saying this was my favorite, and I ranked it number 1, and I called it. I knew what PBR was, so
congrats,
feather
in my bro.
Cap.
Good job, buddy.
And then number 2 is E, number 5, which was...
Leinenkugel's,
Knox's favorite.
That one took 2nd?
Yeah.
I had
my
that
My 6th, Chris's 3rd favorite, and Tori's 2nd
And
favorite.
What was its final score?
3.
3.0.
Wow. That means
number 1,
even in the blind,
is what is it?
Hams.
And I had that ranked
number your favorite.
I had it. I thought it was PBR, but I had it ranked number 1.
Your 5th favorite, my 2nd favorite. So I'm pretty close, at least. Chris's 1st and Tori's 3rd for a 2.75.
Well, I'll tell you what, these numbers.
Holy fuck.
Like, ranking-wise, are a lot closer than the first one. Because I think the first year, PBR was head and shoulders number 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then Budweiser was pretty close, and the rest of them were all pretty middling. And then, 7th was dead last, easy to pick out. But
that surprises me. I really thought I liked Michelob.
I mean, you look at these rankings, 2.75, 3... 3.5, 3.75, 4 for the top 5 scores. I mean, they're all pretty damn close with what we had guessed.
As far as my ranking goes, I was only off by 2.25 at the very worst on any of them. So I think that's a source of pride for me.
Yeah.
With that.
Whatever gets you through the day, Tori.
I need something, dude.
I was a little off on the.
I'm right there with you. Nothing. My worst ranking would have been probably none of them. Pretty close.
Yeah, Bush surprised me. I didn't think I liked Bush as much as I did, but I was spot on for the number for the Old Mill and the Michelob being in the bottom. That was smart. I don't know, man. This is a fucking toss-up. I love these episodes where you just don't fucking know.
Yeah, it makes me feel great about myself, too.
So I'm just going to run them down one more time. In first place today was Hams. Second place of the day was Leinenkugel's.
Leinenkugel's. Third place.
Third place to PBR.
Fourth place was Budweiser.
So that's funny. PBR and Budweiser again, one and two. Like, consecutively next to each other with PBR beating up Budweiser. So, yeah, Hams and Lineys would have obviously taken down the last time we did that. So that's great.
So now we got a...
Fourth?
Yeah, fourth was, yeah.
Or, the, excuse
Budweiser.
Me, fifth
Budweiser.
Bush.
Fifth Bush, yep.
Sixth place, we had Old Milwaukee.
And then Michelob was last.
And then Michelob was last.
Yeah. That kind of surprises me. I really thought.
I thought for sure Old Mill would take last, but it's my second favorite beer of all fucking time, it turns out.
Do you guys remember when we did the light blind test? Macro light beer test? Blind, double blind, doom test?
The light
a little
one.
Bit.
Yeah. And apparently Busch Light was my favorite light beer. I still, when I go to a bar, do not order Busch Light.
So here's what's funny, I think, about the Old Milwaukee. My very first note, when I tasted it, I put, it's lighter, it's off, though. There's something off about it.
Yeah, we were talking about this on break. Right?
So I thought for sure that beer was going to do really, really poorly, which it did. But as I continued to go through these and taste these, I went, I kind of like it now. It grew on me over time. If I would have went with my gut, I'd have had it ranked real low. But after I kept drinking and drinking and drinking, it became one of my favorites. The drunker I get, the worse beer I like.
That adds up.
Makes sense.
Right. You make poor decisions later in the night.
That's what it's like growing up poor.
Well, God dang it, guys. This is a good episode. It was very informative. You know, we're not experts in the field of drinking beer.
We're pretty much experts in the field of drinking beer. It's recognizing what's what.
We practice a lot.
That's why next time we do one of these blind episodes, we're going to taste everything prior.
Excuse me.
And instead of testing our knowledge on, or just our ranking system, blind ranking, we're going to test our knowledge on how good our palate is in recollection. So we're gonna taste things first.
Well, that's what you think. My opinion is we keep this the way it is. Email us at info.
No, we're not.
Email us at info@brewsboozandreviews.com and let us know what your thoughts are.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Don't care what their thoughts are. We're doing this with a whiskey episode. We're going to do it blind, but we're going to taste them
not
first.
Not a double blind.
We're going to taste them first and test our recollection, not our blind ranking.
Okay.
Yeah, bitch.
So that would be just a regular blind episode, not a double blind.
Correct. So, okay. And we're not going to do it with these beers. We're going to do it with some whiskeys or rye.
Yeah, so the chances are I probably hadn't have any of those whiskeys. So how am I supposed to guess which one's which?
And that's why we call from your flavor notes.
Yep. So that's why we're going to taste them first. So anyway, I had a lot of fun though doing this. As usual, it's also mind numbing and fucking heartbreaking, and it's a roller coaster of emotions. I've got sweaty palms and
I'm stressfully sweaty relaxed. Balls.
I don't know if anybody knows this about Chris, but he loves being right. So contest is this close and this up in the air, it makes him nervous.
Dude, it does. I fucking hate it. I hate it.
Well, beautiful, guys. Tori, any final notes about today's episode? Thanks for coming to hang out with us, man. It was I really appreciate it.
Thanks
came
for
the last
inviting
minute.
Me to have some beer. I was going to do it anyway, so I might as well drink yours.
Beer and pizza.
Might as well.
Again, we want to thank Deke's Pizza for the wonderful meat pizza you got us for today's episode, so we don't...
And those teriyaki wings were
And those good. Wings.
Yeah, the wings were fucking great too, guys. Always ask for extra sauce if you like, because I love the sauce.
Or... Or, like an adult, get dry rub so you don't have to use wet naps like a fucking child. Anyway, next.
I love wet naps. I love wet naps.
I like
dry. They're the only naps I take.
I like dry rubs.
I like, oh, don't I you like a little lotion dreams? With that?
Dry rubs and wet naps. Coming to a theory you can't go to.
NC-17. Anyways, hey. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode. We want to thank our sponsors supporting our show. We want to thank you, our listeners, without whom this podcast could not happen. And to you, we say,
may your glasses be full and your spirits high. Cheers!
This has been a Predica Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Follow us on all social medias at Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You, too, can support our show by supporting them. We have merch for sale and additional content available on Patreon. New content coming always, because it's fun to come always.